Number 135. The Petitioner. Peter was a constant petitioner. He not only signed various petitions, but also wrote letters to influential, persnickety personages and lobbied members of Parliament. He was the personification of a concerned citizen. He was filled with pessimism when he saw how pesky politicians and businessmen perverted laws for their own ends, rather than using them for the good of society. Their actions made him perspire with anger, and sometimes were so shocking that they petrified him momentarily. The state of the environment perturbed him in particular. He felt that this was the most pertinent issue from the perspective of personifying what was wrong with modern society. Last week, he had helped clean petrels and other sea birds and animals after petroleum spilled from a tanker near the coast. He had watched in dismay as the oil had seeped into the pervious sandy beaches. Whilst he knew that it had been an accident, there were numerous examples of how the perverse behavior of people was destroying the environment. Their pestilential perversions would have disastrous effects. Peter and others had written petroglyphs on the coast to remind people of the accident. Peter had to persist in his work and persecute the pert pests who were responsible for the current state of affairs. He would pester them with letters about the pervasive use of pesticides in agriculture. How could they perpetuate the pestilent process of poisoning the earth, petals, and people's food? He persevered because he believed that his persistence would eventually pay off, and the idea that we should protect our environment would truly pervade people's minds. He spent a lot of time pursuing articles on the internet which pertained to the damage being done to the environment. In fact, he often wrote articles, and these were acclaimed by readers for being pertinacious and perspicuous. Perspicuity was important, as many people have neither the time nor the specialist knowledge to read such articles. As he wrote, he looked at the pestle and bowl on his table and wished it were simple to crush selfish ideas about the world. Peter was a personable man, and when he spoke at a meeting, at a company, or an organization, the personnel clearly admired this pertinacious man. There was no persiflage when he spoke. That was why Peter's organization was happy to give him any prerequisites he required.